With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A ruling issued on the federal government's $2.6 billion funding cuts to Harvard University.
U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs has sided with the Ivy League school, ruling the cuts amount to illegal retaliation for Harvard's rejection of White House demands for changes to its policies. The ruling reverses a series of funding freezes that later became outright cuts. If it stands, it promises to revive Harvard's sprawling research operation and hundreds of projects that lost federal money. Harvard's lawsuit accuses the Trump administration of waging a retaliation campaign against the university. I'm Mike Hempen.
And the Trump administration taking the fight over tariffs to the Supreme Court, asking justices to rule quickly. The president has the power to impose sweeping import taxes under federal law. More now on that U.S. military action that killed 11 gang members on a drug boat from Venezuela. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Instead of interdicting it on the president's orders, he blew it up. And it'll happen again. Maybe it's happening right now. I don't know. But the point is, the president of the United States is going to wage war on narco-terrorist organizations. This one was operating in international waters, headed towards the United States to flood our country with poison. And under President Trump, those days are over.
And Rubio says just stopping the boats that are full of drugs does nothing to dissuade the cartels.
Interdiction doesn't work because these drug cartels, what they do is they know they're going to lose, 2% of their cargo. They bake it into their economics. What will stop them is when you blow them up, when you get rid of them.
Portuguese emergency services say an electric streetcar, one of Lisbon's biggest tourist attractions, has derailed. At least 15 people are dead. This is SRN News. A vaccination bill has been introduced in Congress.
The legislation would bar federal funding to any school system in the country that refuses to grant religious exemptions to vaccination requirements. Republican Congressman Greg Stube of Florida introduced the measure, saying, quote, "No student or their family should ever be coerced into sacrificing their faith or jumping through loopholes to comply with a vaccine requirement. The GRACE Act reaffirms our country's commitment to protecting religious freedom." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the deadly shooting at a Catholic church in Minneapolis, dioceses around the nation looking to their security arrangements. Catholic leaders in L.A. and Chicago ordering schools to go over their safety plans and ensure churches and chapels are included. Protestant churches and other houses of worship are also being put on notice by the Minnesota shooting and are making big changes. This is SRN News. Google receiving a mixed decision in court. George Williams explains.
A federal judge's ruling will require a shakeup of Google's search engine, but stopped short of ordering the sale of Chrome in a government antitrust case. The decision orders Google to give rivals access to some of its search engine secrets, including data stockpiled to create search results. Google fiercely opposed this resolution. The ruling is anticipated to cause ripple effects across an industry where there's little legal precedent to govern its frontiers. Google has vowed to appeal this decision and to continue fighting a separate DOJ litigation.
President Trump says New Orleans could be the next target for deploying the National Guard to fight crime. This follows his decision to send additional law enforcement to Chicago and Baltimore. President says Louisiana's GOP governor wants him to send in the law enforcement to help in that city. More details at srnnews.com.